1. The day after I decide I'm jack shit, the banished Earl steals my Fender Jazz bass. Dill Becker at Kingsnake Guitars wakes me with a phone call before I even know it's gone. "Jonathan," he says, "I'm jack now." I stir sugar into a cold mug of yesterday's Bustelo, stare out my smeared kitchen window at the brick facade across the air shaft. "Jonathan," Dill says, "the Earl was just in here with your bass. I could tell it was yours from that little annihilation of the soft left sticker on the headstock. Hey, I thought you weren't friends with those guys anymore." "I'm not," I say, "but it's a pain to scrape that thing off. Did you buy the bass from him?" "He didn't have the papers." "Even if I hadn't known it was yours, I wouldn't have bought it. You've got to have the papers." "He left with it?"
"Yeah."
"Fuck."
"What's wrong?"
"He'll just trade it for a measly bag of dope."
"Hey, it might not be measly, but yeah, that sucks."
While I hold the phone to my ear, I scan the rock rook for any other missing objects. Seems like all the other stuff, not much, admittedly, besides some milk crates full of records and books, ashtrays full of the Earl's ash, empty 40 bottles, a few chipped dishes, is still here. I've shared this one bedroom on Avenue B with the banished Earl for about 9 months, though it wasn't always a one bedroom. It used to be a studio. We threw up a high wedge of plywood to make a little sarcophagus for the Earl. I sleep on a foam mat near the door.
"Hey, Jonathan."
"I told you, I'm jack now."
"As in jack shit?"
"Exactly," I say.
"What made you change it?"
"I just like how it sounds."
"Cool."
"Okay, later, Dill."
"Wait."
"What?"
"I heard you guys are looking for a new drummer."
"Preferably a girl drummer," I say.
"I can be a girl drummer."
"No, Dill, you don't hit hard enough."
"I hit hard."
"Not in time."
"I'm better, Jonna.
I mean, Jack. I've been practicing all month."
"No."
It's touching how much Dill dreams of joining the band. But some were meant to lead, others to follow, and still others to hang around, devoted mascots.
"Well, how about a second guitar player?" Dill says.
"Think about it. A fucking sonic curtain, right? And no offense, but I've got better chops than you or Cutwolf."
"That's true," I say. "But the very fact you said chops disqualifies you."
"What does that mean?"
"Think about it. No offense.
I've got to find the Earl."
In our world, you may not say chops or axe or jam. You may say guitar, fish, tubs, bitch out, beat bag, bag fever. Every subgroup has its own linguistic code. We're not even a subgroup. We're just the shits, a fast disintegrating band. We used to have solidarity. We used to have esprit de corps. We used to have, according to Sour Mash magazine, a scabrous, intermittently witty, post-scronk propulsion not unlike early anal gnosis. But then bag fever set in. The banished Earl is the worst. The abscess in his arm is a black, ragged wormhole. You could swan dive into it, time travel, get shot out into the future, the year 2000 perhaps, or a few hundred years in the past. Picture old France. Picture beauty-marked men who prowl and preen, in tights, in wigs. Their skinny swords serrate the air. It's sort of like some of the bars we play. It's sort of like us some nights. The shits do like to dress up. The shits are a writhing, shimmering society of the spectacle. The shits are fierce and noisy and wounded and sad. The shits fear not art. But you may not say art. But you may certainly say that the new year, at least so far, slurps the sandpapery, drippy Johnson of a clapped-out rhino. I'm happy to say it along with you, or even compose a melody, if you think there's a song there, though such retrograde, faux-transgressive vulgarity is not quite our style, even if we are called the shits. Point is, it's only January and I'm almost broke. My girlfriend, Vesna, has ditched me for good, and perhaps most catastrophically, my J-bass is gone. Point is, I must locate the banished Earl before he surrenders my fish for a measly, probably half-beat bag of tango and cash, which, if word in the bars can be trusted, is the most undiluted dope east of Ludlow Street. Point is, I need my bass and we need the Earl.